Now KRWG News. Good morning. It is 7:45. This is KC Counts. New Mexico U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich is a co-sponsor of the Justice in Policing Act in the Senate. Heinrich spoke about the legislation, which recently passed the House, in an address last week on the Senate floor.
I have joined these protests in Emancipation Hall, in the streets of Washington, D.C., and now I am joining them from the United States Senate floor. The systemic racism being called out is real, and it is all around us all of the time. Within law enforcement, we have seen it in the horrific videos documenting the racist violence that took the lives of Black men and women at the hands of police officers and extrajudicial killers. As a father raising two sons, my heart aches for the parents whose sons and daughters' names we now chant loudly in the streets. It is unacceptable for any American to live in fear of violent encounters when they enter public spaces or retail stores or just go out for a walk. The very fact that painful experiences with law enforcement are ubiquitous among so many in our nation should be evidence enough that our current model of policing is not working. That's why I am proud to support my colleagues Senator Booker and Senator Harris and co-sponsor the Justice in Policing Act. This sweeping legislation reforms the police system as Americans across the country demand an end to police violence that is disproportionately targeting communities of color. It would address qualified immunity standards in federal law, which currently stand in the way of police officers being held accountable in court when they violate constitutional rights. It would improve transparency in police departments by creating a national police misconduct registry, requiring accurate data reporting on misconduct and use of force incidents, and ensure problematic officers cannot avoid accountability by simply changing departments. It would also institute a real national ban on chokeholds and other deadly restrictive airway holds. We have seen this use of lethal force kill George Floyd and Eric Garner before him. And earlier this year in Las Cruces, New Mexico, when a police officer killed Antonio Valenzuela with a vascular neck restraint. While I hope that justice will be served for Mr. Floyd and Mr. Valenzuela's families, I know that these men should never have died in the first place. This lethal and unnecessary type of force should not be allowed anywhere in America. The Justice in Policing Act would put an end to the injudicious use of no-knock warrants that led to the murder of Breonna Taylor in Louisville, Kentucky. In order to prevent future extrajudicial racist killings like the murder of Ahmaud Arbery earlier this year by vigilantes in Georgia, the Justice in Policing Act would also finally designate lynching as a federal crime. The legislation would also make broad improvements in training for police officers. That includes implicit bias training to confront the prejudice that contributes to racial profiling and confrontational treatment of people of color. We must also make de-escalation and crisis intervention techniques standard operating procedure in encounters and make the use of lethal force the absolute last resort. In my state, we've seen far too many incidents in which police have killed people of color with lethal tactics or responded to New Mexicans experiencing mental illness or addiction with unnecessary force that resulted in death. Nearly a decade ago, the Department of Justice began an investigation into the Albuquerque Police Department after numerous such fatal police encounters. In 2014, the Department of Justice released its report that cited chronic abuses of civil rights, widespread community distrust, and a pattern of excessive force across the department. For these past 6 years, The Albuquerque Police Department has been under a federally enforced consent decree that has brought much needed changes in hiring, in training, and use of force policies. This ongoing process of changing just this one police department's culture is far from complete. Court hearings continue, and a federally appointed monitor continues to oversee the years-long process of completing all of the reforms in the federally mandated court-approved settlement agreement.
New Mexico U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich. He is a co-sponsor of the Justice in Policing Act in the Senate. Get more news anytime at krwg.org.